Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, June 14th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Google opened access to its Workspace productivity suite to all consumer, enterprise, and education Google accounts. The company also announced that Google Chat Rooms were now rebranded as Spaces, offering a one-page destination that integrates chat and a Google Doc with custom statuses, collapsible views, and pinned messages around specific topics. ByteDance launched a subsidiary called Volcano Engine, positioned by the company as its version of Amazon Web Services, which will offer enterprise customers access to ByteDance's recommendation algorithms, audio-visual technologies, data insight services, and cloud computing solutions. Volcano Engine has been testing services with internal and external customers, with Vivo, JD.com, Geely, and China Construction Bank as early adopters. The electric vehicle startup Lordstown Motors announced that CEO Steve Burns and CFO Julio Rodriguez have resigned, with executive chairwoman Angela Strand acting as interim CEO. The news comes after the company issued a going concern warning with the SEC last week, telling investors it did not have enough cash on hand to begin commercial production of its previously announced Endurance electric pickup truck. Irish Justice Minister Heather Humphreys published a bill which would give Irish police the power to compel people to provide passwords when executing a search warrant, with fines of up to €30,000 and up to 5 years in jail for noncompliance. The bill would also require police to make a written record when doing a stop and search, which would include location, age, gender, and ethnicity information to better document trends of who the procedure is being used on. Germany's lower house of parliament, Bundestag, passed a patent reform law that would require courts examining a patent claim to conduct a proportionality check to determine if an injunction would cause undue hardship to the alleged infringer or a third party. Previously, patent owners could quickly obtain temporary injunctions on the sale of allegedly infringing products. The law must now pass Germany's upper house of parliament. McDonald's said Friday it's hired security consultants to investigate unauthorized access into its networks, although no payment info appears to have been compromised. Intruders accessed data from markets including South Korea, Taiwan, and the U.S., which included some employee and franchise contract info and details about restaurants in the U.S., along with delivery customers' info like name, phone, email, and address in South Korea and Taiwan. Amazon is opening up access to its Luna game streaming service to all Prime subscribers in the U.S. on June 21st and 22nd, previously limiting to invite-only or signups for supported Fire TV devices. Users will be able to start a 7-day trial and play Amazon's library of games on Windows PCs, Mac, and Fire TV devices, as well as browser-based versions on iOS, iPadOS, and select Android phones. Bitcoin miners approved the Taproot upgrade to the cryptocurrency, set to roll out in November. This is the first upgrade in 4 years, adding improved efficiency to the cryptocurrency, better privacy to make multi-signer transactions effectively unreadable, and support for smart contracts on the Lightning Network. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman and Debbie Wu sources say Apple will release an updated Apple Watch in 2021 with a thinner display bezel, an ultra-wideband radio, and a faster processor. Apple will reportedly update both the standard and SE models of Apple Watches next year, as well as introduce a model for extreme sports athletes, including adding a body temperature sensor to some models. Google will move Chrome OS to the same 4-week update cycle it recently announced for the Chrome browser, although a 6-month update schedule for schools and enterprise customers will still be available. This will start with the M96 Chrome OS release in the fourth quarter of 2021, with Google skipping an M95 release to move it in sync with the Chrome browser release cycle. Microsoft edited support documents to state support for Windows 10 Home and Pro ends on October 14, 2025. Previously, the company only stated when specific Windows 10 versions would leave support. Windows 10 entered support on July 29, 2015, which Paul Thurrott notes puts it in line with Microsoft's previous 10-year support lifecycle for Windows versions. Microsoft Flight Simulator will come to the Xbox Series X on July 27, claiming to offer the same level of depth and complexity as the PC version. The game will be available for purchase or through Xbox Game Pass on its release date. And finally, Microsoft announced it will release an Xbox mini fridge shaped like an Xbox Series X console in Q4 2021, although no pricing was announced. The company gave away a full-size Xbox fridge in November and committed to releasing a mini fridge after a successful Twitter poll back in April. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.